Tom and Alex having sex with your ears on Triple J.
Hello, CeeLo.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
I'm eating a potato chip. How are you, sir? I'm fine.
What flavor of potato chip?
It's a Lay's sweet southern barbecue chip.
Wow, you're really,
barbecue,
you are
beautiful.
Really tucking into that, aren't you?
It's pretty damn delicious, I might add.
Beautiful. I prefer the light and tangy is my favorite one.
Definitely.
So congratulations on FU. It's all anybody's talking about over here in Australia. It's most requested on our request show. Can you tell us a little bit about how this song came about and whether or not you feel any shame in writing? I mean, what would your mother think, CeeLo?
Well, I have to say my mother has everything to do with how very talented I am. So I think she would be proud. I think she would also encourage me to have alternatives. I mean, like, so therefore, you have one version for the adult entertainment, you have another version for political correctness.
I see.
Lovely.
Is FU based on some personal experiences, some real emotions of having a girlfriend being stolen away from you?
No, I wouldn't say that it was biographical in the least bit, you know, so like, but it is an old tale of trial and error, and I believe that we've all won some and lost some, you know, in our lifetime, and so therefore it is some truth to it, but it is not a current event, no.
Are you a bit worried though, CeeLo? The last song I heard, the last very popular song with lyrics like this, was by a man named Amon saying, "I don't want you back," and then someone came out of the woodwork and produced a song in retribution called Frankie, saying "F you right back." Are you worried that someone might come out and F you right back?
You could start a war.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it, and I think that it'd be fun. Matter of fact, so I can anticipate two different versions, one from her and one from him.
Okay.
You got it covered. You do a collaboration there. And this new record, The Lady Killer, comes out in December. What went into making this record? It's your third solo record, I think. What sort of elements are we going to be hearing on The Lady Killer?
Elements of surprise, you know what I'm saying? Like, because the difference between being killed and being murdered, you get murdered because of impulse and emotion, so you're not going to get away with that crime because you hadn't planned it out. Now, when you're killed, you can be killed from 100 yards away. And then they're like, so therefore, by the time forensics is on that crime scene, they're going to realize that it was business. So my album is called Lady Killer because I'm a lover and a fighter.
Okay. Have you always been a lady killer, CeeLo? Was there any awkward period in CeeLo Green's life when he couldn't talk to ladies?
I could always talk, but they didn't always listen. I can always talk, and my whole argument is always like, yeah, if you just listen, you know, like, I have a bunch of great things to say, you know what I mean, all in your favor, you know what I mean, but, yeah, I think we've all gone through that I've definitely grown literally into myself, and, you know, I'm a whole lot of man, baby.
You certainly are. Did music help break down that communication barrier, CeeLo?
I think it did. I think without music, I would have a whole lot less to say. You know what I mean? Like, and it would probably be all action, you know, at that point. So, like, you know, but no, like, so I'm very, very grateful for music, you know. So it does, well, I guess it's still in turn, you know, if the music can speak to me, then I can talk a lot less.
We're chatting to CeeLo Green on the line, calling in, of course, behind this new track you've been hearing a lot here at Triple J, FU. What other tunes from Lady Killer are you excited about releasing as singles, CeeLo? If I know you, there's some other hits on this record. What else do you think is going to come out as a single soon?
I have quite a few. I have a song called Everybody Loves You, Baby. I think people are going to love this record. I have another song produced by Dan called Scarlet Fever that I'm also very excited about. This entire album is very diverse, but there's continuity throughout, essentially it is a concept album, you know, so therefore there's a common thread, which is the soul, the sweet soul of CeeLo Green all throughout this album.
And you seem to love collaborating with people, CeeLo. I mean, of course, Gnarls Barkley is your most famous one, but you've been with people with Diddy, Outkast as well, T.I., that sort of thing. What do you get out of just working with other people and producing music together?
Well, you know, I guess at the core of it all is, at the core of any collaboration, like, you must be a fan of not only who you're working with, but a fan of music in general. And so therefore, you know, any opportunity we get to be a contributing factor, you know, so like, can do something new, do something original, something artful, it's gratifying. You know, so like, I mean, 24 hours a day.
Who's on the wish list? Who would you like to collaborate with next?
Oh, just about anybody who would have me, you know, something like at this point. And
Kanye West, everyone seems to be collaborating with Kanye at the moment.
Me and Kanye have been very cordial over the years. So, like, I mean, I would definitely consider, I don't know, I wouldn't call us friends, but I say, you know, we're definitely, you know, fond of each other, you know. And so, I don't know, that's not a long shot. I think that could possibly happen, you know, something like that. So we'll see.
Seem to enjoy a good cover as well, which I always like, CeeLo. I've seen the Reckoner cover, Radiohead's Reckoner, being covered by yourself and putting your voice on the song. Band of Horses is another one recently. When you do a cover, do you like to interpret these songs? And what's good for a CeeLo Green cover? What does a song need to have before you'll give it your own interpretation?
Let's see. I guess it just kind of depends on if something is something that has. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. You know what I mean? Like if I could, you know, reinterpret, you know what I'm saying, and be an addition to it and extend the life, then yes. Or either just kind of be a beacon of light shining down on a tune that may not be the most popular one. Like Reckoner was not a single off of In Rainbows. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but it might be my favorite song. You know what I mean? Like, so became the cover of Choice. I mean, like, you know, it just kind of, that's cool. I mean, like, so you kind of just praise an underdog song. I mean, a song with that underdog kind of quality. And let's say, and Band of Horses, they are kind of like unsung heroes in their own right, you know?
You're on Triple J. CeeLo Green is on the line. Joins us from the US. One of the lines we really love on this song, FU, CeeLo, which is a single off your new record, Lady Killer, is that one, he's more Xbox, I'm more Atari. Are you much of a gamer?
I'm not. I remember having an Atari when I was a kid. I remember having the Journey game. No, I don't really play games. I don't play games at all. Like I'm a fairly serious person.
Are you still eating those chips? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, you can't go away from the barbecue chips.
Oh, delicious.
At all.
Delicious. CeeLo Green, thanks so much, man. It's great to have a chat to you.
No problem, man. Let's stay in touch. When I see you guys, are you guys in the Gold Coast? Are you in Perth? Or where are you?
We're all over Australia, CeeLo. This is the national radio station, so you're talking to everyone. Are you going to see us soon rather than just hear your sweet voice?
Yeah. You going to come out to Australia?
I'm going to come out there, man, and kill a couple of lady kangaroos.
Metaphorically, of course.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, metaphorically, ladies, of course. I'm going to kill you with kindness.
Right, I see.
Fantastic.
Well, I would love to see you live sometime, CeeLo, and all the very best. Thanks so much for having a chat to Triple J.
No doubt.
Tom and Alex, speaking into microphones. Triple J.